They say it takes 21 days to create a ritual. But there are so many questions in these early days. How do I sit? When do I meditate? How can I make sure I weave this magnificent practice into my day-to-day? People typically stop meditating because of two reasons. Firstly, they tell themselves they don't have enough time. There's not enough time in my day to squeeze in 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the afternoon or evening. So they stop. They make other choices. They go to a movie. They watch TV. They read a book. They immerse themselves in something else, and every moment is a choice. Where do we want to put our attention, and where do we want to put our intentions? And so the magnificence of meditation is that if you dedicate, if you commit, if you can devote this carved out time to your meditation practice, you'll have all the time in the world. Everything will naturally fall into place. You won't be rushed. You won't be stressed. The swirl outside of you will slow down so you can truly look at this moment and determine, is this something that I want to spend my time with? And then you'll start to see the value of the practice as it weaves itself into all those other moments of your day. And you'll become more efficient. You'll become clearer. And other things won't take as long. So the answer to question one is yes, you have plenty of time to meditate. You just have to make that commitment and take that step. The second reason that people stop meditating is because the results are too subtle. They're expecting some magnificent special experience. And they meditate for 2 minutes and the Dalai Lama doesn't come and land on them. And they stop. They were waiting for an aha moment and all they got was stillness. And they don't understand where the aha moment went. Why do other people have aha moments? And I'm just thinking about my taxes. And so in answer to the second reason, yes, the results are very, very subtle. But the benefits and the beauty of meditation don't happen during the practice. The benefits and the beauty of meditation happen in the other waking hours of your day, where you're more compassionate, more understanding, more creative, more intuitive, where you truly feel that you are more connected. That's the power and the beauty and the benefit of meditation. So don't look within the practice for the results. Those happen when we open our eyes at the end of the meditation and you're back here with the rest of us. It's been said that 21 days of consecutive behavior creates ritual. And interestingly enough, if you look at what your morning rituals are, you do many of those morning ablution rituals in the same order, over the same period of time, with the same ones following the previous ones every single day. You wake up. You go to the bathroom. You brush your teeth. You shower. You make yourself tea or coffee. You prepare some food. You deal with pets or children or a significant other that you may share your space with. You make love. You turn on the TV. You read the morning paper. You check your emails, you go online. All these morning ablution rituals, each of us does in virtually the same order every single day. And maybe your Monday through Friday is different than your Saturday, Sunday, but let's close our eyes right now and just walk ourselves through, what does my morning ritual look like? It starts with all of us where we open our eyes and look at the clock. And that orients us to the day and tells us how much time we have until whatever else is going to unfold. So with your eyes closed, walk yourself through each moment. Don't do this in real time, but just each activity from the moment you open your eyes and look at the clock. Things as if on autopilot, almost robotically, moving from one activity to the next activity. You know what time you wake up every morning, but you don't know what time you brush your teeth because you don't do that at a particular time. You do that after something else has happened, and then you move into something else. So we brush our teeth after we, you can complete the sentence. We've ritualized it. That's why we don't see brushing our teeth as a chore, because we're not stopping what we're doing and suddenly going to brush our teeth. We're just flowing from one ritual to the next ritual. I developed a ritual that will guarantee that you'll never miss a morning meditation, but it's based on the fact that you wake up in the morning. So as long as you wake up, you can integrate and implement this ritual into your life. It's known as RPM, Rise, P, Meditate, RPM. If you can rise, it's not too big a leap to think in a couple of moments that you're going to pee. And if a few moments after that, you meditate, within 35 minutes of you opening your eyes, you've got a half hour of stillness and silence within. To greet every other thing you do throughout the course of the day. So good news, bad news, whatever happens around you, you're coming from a space of stillness. So you can view that situation with a response as opposed to a reaction. You can view it reflectively instead of reflexively. And then as you move throughout your day, that stillness and silence seems to emanate into every word, thought, and deed to bring you greater clarity throughout the course of your day. So rise, pee, meditate. If you can push that ritual to the very, very front of your morning ablution ritual train, then you can rise, pee, meditate, and then do whatever of the next 10 things you would be doing in your day. Ideally, you're listening to this close to when you've woken up, but if not, try listening to tomorrow and each one of these as one of the first things you do when you wake up. And from that place, you can continue to weave and you can continue to evolve your practice. And then it will just become you. And after 21 days, it'll be part of your physiology. And you won't be making a choice. Should I meditate? Will it deliver to me what I hope it will? You won't even have that conversation. You'll just wake up and meditate with the same effortlessness that you wake up and brush your teeth. So let's meditate a little bit. And let's use the mantra, so hum. So hum. This is the mantra of manifestation. So as we take a deep breath in, we'll silently repeat to ourselves, so. And as we exhale, we'll silently repeat to ourselves, hum. And when we drift away to a thought or a sound or a physical sensation, we'll gently drift back to so, hum, so, hum. So close your eyes, get comfortable, and silently repeat, so, hum. I'll watch the time, and when you hear my voice, just sit gently with your eyes closed. Aham Brahmasmi. I am the universe. You can stop repeating so. Slow deep breath in and release, and let's seal this meditation by chanting Om together. Take a deep breath in. Feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. Reawaken to the collective consciousness of the more than 50,000 people sharing this meditation with you. And know that you can move throughout the day with grace and ease. From the sweet spot of the universe to your sweet spot. This is David G. wishing you peace. Have a great day.